like to discuss a little bit the union of the Nesach. Very interesting picture one gets from looking at Chazal. Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Zion is Gimel. Medrash Rabbah says as follows: Ki Savoyo al Eretz Moshe Seicha. It's the pasuk that it says by after the Mapilim. Ki Savoyo Omar Rab Zakai. Omru Yisrael Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael says to the Rabbi Nishalel, Rabbi Nishalel, B'chol Mokoyim Atok Kairi Ois Eretz Kanan. All over, the name of this country is Eretz Kanan. V'kan, and here, Eretz Moish V'Seichem. Yisavoyo al Eretz Moish V'Seichem. Why in Mishan? Why here does it say Eretz Moish V'Seichem? Omar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers. Chayeichem. Nosati Yisrael Avram LeYitzchak LeYakov. I gave it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'kulon min hamikro. We have to know why does he have to say that. V'kulon min hamikro. Mr. Bench, I'm talking about v'kulon min hamikro. And we know that Haben Yoyrish Esav Lekach. Therefore, it's Eretz Moish V'Seichem. It's your Yerusha. It's yours for sure. It's okay. And the Medrash goes on. V'loma zocha Kanaan shenikra Eretz Yisrael Ashmoy. Why was Kanaan? What did Kanaan do to be zocha that the country should be called Eretz Kanaan? Right? Why isn't it called Eretz Palestine? So he answers. Lama nikra Shmoy al Eretz Kanaan. Kivan sheshama sheYisrael boyim. Kanaan was in Eretz Yisrael when he heard that Klal Yisrael was coming. Panay samboker. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibush that says as a scharki in the Knan, atopa nisa hamokim, tikore ha'oretz al shmech. Okay. So the Medrash is two things. Why here Eretz Moshe Seichem? So there's a sefer of a few hundred years ago called the Zera Borech. He's medakdik. I mean, with stuff that we should, shailas that we should be noimed on our own. He says, yesh medakdik. Ma ichpis lohem bezeh im kore yoyse b'shem Knan or Eretz Moshe Seichem. You know what country you're talking about. He says, what's bothering them in the first place? And if you're asking and you have a basis for a question, what's the answer? What's the answer? What does he mean over here? The question was, again, the question of Moshe Seichem was, Omer Rab Zakai, Omer Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, B'chol Mokoyim Atakei Reis Eretz Kanaan, V'kan Eretz Moshe Seichem. It wasn't just, we find that it's called two names, what's the pshat in the second name? It's why every place else is it called Kanaan, and punkt here you change, and you call it Eretz Moshe Seichem. Right? Did the Chazal, what's the answer? Eretz Moshe Seichem means because I gave it to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and it says so in the Torah, they get it be Yerusha. So it's Eretz Moshe Seichem. Okay, so now I know what Eretz Moshe Seichem is. Back to the question. So why here did you punk decide to call it Eretz Moshe Seichem, and every place else you call it Kanaan? So first he says to Zerba, okay, he called it. Second, if it is a question, what's the answer? He didn't answer anything. Second of all, what's this whole business? Why is it called Kanaan? Is this Chart Kanaan? What's that? It's not story time. It's not fairy tales. It's coming to tell us, to teach us something. What's the gay us? Why it's called Kanaan? Because Kanaan did that. That's in Prat number one. Prat number two is another Chazal. Tana de Beil Yo Per Chof Tes. Mayor de Katana Beil Yo. Oysa Hashem. Oysa Hashem means after the Chet Ha'Egel. I mean the Chet of the Meraglim and after the Chet of the Mapilim. They want to go. Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibush says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leichu Miratza Oysa No'anim. Go be Miratza them. Pacify, calm them down, like encourage them. Shekvar Yotza Libam Be'alei. The Eibush had Rachmanis. Yotza Libam Be'alei. Yotza Libam Me'aleihem. The Klal Yisrael wasn't that bad way that Yotza Libam Me'aleihem. Go and pick them up. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks the expected question. Amar Moshe Lefonov, Rabbeinu Shalom, B'marat, they're downtrodden, they're tzabrochim. They did a chet, which caused the Bechil Adair, that's going to be a Bechil Adair. Then the Mapilim, after all this, what do I do exactly? What do I tell them? Good question. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, funny answer. Leichu meratza isem b'divrei Torah. Go and be meratza them with divrei Torah. Shenemar v'amarto aleihem ki savoyu al eretz meshveseichem v'asisem mislashem oiloi zevach. Go teach them divrei Torah, teach them the parsha of the Socher that it says after the Mappin. That's the parsha. Then furthermore, V'oisa Shah, when he did that, Hayu Mariva Gedayla ben Yisrael Agerim. There was a big machlekes between Yisrael and Gerim. Now the Gerim wanted to say, we're also Bechlal, the Parsha of the Sochim. And the other members of Klal Yisrael said, no. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Lam Asu Mariva Eilu Im Eilu. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Atayu Yedeya, you know why. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, what do you mean? V'lei Kach Amarti V'chi Yogar Itchem Ger, Chuka achas lachem v'lager hagor b'seichem kochem koger. Okay, ad kama shem mosh ma'medrash. The medrash b'tchilos of ha'seif is a plea. The need to be meratze, to best make them feel good, to be menachem them, that's obvious. And what's the necham? Go learn with them this parsha. Ki savoyu al eretz mosh v'seichem, you'll bring this on. Huh? That's what parsha says. You're talking to people who are not going to go into Eretz Moshe Seichem. They're all going to die in the Midbar. Right? So what are you doing instead of, if you ask me, it's not being Menachem them, that you're telling them, that's adding salt to the wound, say, look what they're going to get. You're dead meat. They're going to be there. Oh, now we feel better. What is that? What's Pashim Shach? And furthermore, It's Negeya later on when they go into Eretz Yisrael, and it's Batsim not even Negeya because they're all going to die there. So what in the world are Gerim fighting about that they should be Bechlal the Sochem? You're going to be dead. You're not going to be there. It's not Negeya, you Bechlal. What are they fighting you? Peladika Chazal. It's a Peladika Chazal. So Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro Zecharim Levrocha in the Sefer Sahav Mishavah. So he says the following. He says, it's a beautiful yisoy, but I think there's more here. He says, Mikana nurayim, it says, pacify them with divrei Torah. Mikana nurayim kaycha shel Torah man doiro. What the kaycha of limud ha-Torah is. Shekshe Moshe Rabbeinu posach b'Torah's parshas nesochim, when they started learning the parsha, hoysa arvus u'mesikus ha-Torah kol kach, ad sheshochachu legamre mimisas u'kvorin. That's the Tanna de Bezo. Lech umeratza is on the Lashon of the Tanna de Bezo's bedivrei Torah. Go be meratza bedivrei Torah. He says a maradic thing. You're right, everything, you're downtrodden, tzoras and everything else. Come into the Beis Medrash, open the Gemara, let's learn the Sugya. You get her on your tongue. Abaya, Rava, Ravina, Ravashi, Rambam, Ravid, Chaim, whichever one. You forget everything else. You get so absorbed in that, you have the Masikas of Torah, Eis Tzarks. Now, that Batsim explains the Divrei Torah part. But again, why Dafka the Parsha of Nesochim? So you'll have to, his line of reasoning, it'll come out. Why? Because that's the bigger chiddush. Even if the parsha that you're learning is a parsha which they know that they will not have a shaychus to, and it will remind them, it would conceivably and lechaira have reminded them of the tzaras and that and made them feel worse. But the second you're Isaac in the divrei Torah, even the divrei Torah of that which you would think would remind them of that, they'll be so enveloped and so absorbed in those divrei Torah that they'll have the Naimus and the Masikas and the Gila. Okay. But I think there may be, we have to find another reason why specifically, not just for the Chiddush, that's the Gishmak. Vosep is punkt, this is all true. But Vosep is punkt Parshas Nesachim. There's something more, I think, in Parshas Nesachim. And I'll show you why I think so. There's a Yalkut Shemoini in Remez Tovshin Mem Gimel, the Yalkut Shemoini. So, the place where they came from, right, Lamokam Ahu, Nikra, what was it called? Nachal Eshka, right? Nachal Eshka. Zesh Omar HaKosuv, So the Yalkut. That's what the Pasuk says, Magid Mereshis Achris. That from the beginning, even before things are done, which allude to what's going to be in the future. Shakol Tzofu Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eshkol was one of Avraham Avinu's friends. I know the Eshkol. Eshkol, I have Oishal Avraham. Eshkol, close friend, I have Avraham. The Nikra Eshkol. Why was he called Eshkol? This is Magid Mereshis Achris, even though it didn't happen until many years later. Why was he called Eshkol? He's a friend, so that means you're giving brownie points. You're giving him schar for that. V'lama nikra v'nikra Eshkol al oidei so Eshkol sa sidin Yisrael lichras b'kayim. For the Eshkol that the Meraglim are going to cut in there, it's Kanan. Doesn't sound like much of a prize to me. The Eshkol that the Meraglim cut in Eretz Kanan was part of a parsha which brought about the Tzoras to Klal Yisrael, from which we're suffering Ad HaYom HaZeh. Right, from which we're suffering Ad HaYom HaZeh. Right? It's like saying, Eshkol, because you've been so nice, I'm going to give you an appropriate name, Low Life. Right? That's not good. Right? That's basically what's saying over there. Like, what do they mean? What is such a Yalkut Shemayim you mean? That's a Yalkut Shemayim. If that ain't enough, there's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Parshas Adalad Eis Chavov, and the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shalchayich Pardes Rimeinim, Zogn Chazal, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asoyseich Kepardes Rimeinim, Losid Lovay, Ve'ezeh Zeh, Zeh HaBe'er, because you're going to give the Be'er, Now there's a day that they made some nesachim in the midbar. It's a machlokes what they brought. Not known nesachim, or they did bring nesachim, and only the Moshe Seichim was only an abamus tzibur to bring in Eretz Yisrael. So this medrash is going with that, and it says me'ayin hoyu Yisrael menaschim kol arboim she'osu b'midbar. Where did they bring the nesachim from? So the medrash says it interestingly. Rabbi Yechonon Omar min abeir u'mimenu hoyu Rav Hanayosa. Reb Levi Omar, listen to this member of Reb Levi, min ha'eshkol. All the nesachim came pung from that eshkol that the Meraglim cut. Al shem ve'yichvesu misham zmeira ve'eshkol anovim echad. Efsher came. So they say that they must have had some wine with them when they came, because this didn't happen right away when they came. That's right. But still, from the time it happened until the end of the 40 years, how can it possibly be enough? Omar Rababa bar Kahana peres ha'yugasa v'yisho. Big fruit. So the Nesachim in the Midbar came from the Eshkel that the Meraglim got. So, one second. That also does like, I would have wanted to forget that whole parsha of Meraglim. Let's put it behind us and go weiter, right? So here, for the whole duration of the 40 years, you know where these grapes are from? The thing that we're going to be suffering from for 1,000 years. The wonderful. You see, for this whole thing, that it ain't so possible. It's also obvious, as we'll see later, that the Yalkut Shemayni and the Medrash HaShirim answer each other. There is something good in the Eshkol, and that's something good in the Eshkol is why Eshkol is called Eshkol. But okay. But let's see what it is. First, why did the Meraglim, this is any number of Mahalchim, but why would the Meraglim were Kriya Imbayin and Sheshem, they were Choshev Yidin, they would be Rashka Bahagz by today's standards. Right? And more than that, like maybe they got bigger than anybody. How did they go? Migri Rama Labira Mikta in no time. They went like down, Greece slide. And how did it happen? So there's a very interesting Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says, because he says like this, Mipnei, Shebemidbar hayo eichlim in ha-maychal malochei ha-shores. In the Midbar, they had the maychal of malochei ha-shores. Keep it like it says in Tehillim, lechem abirim ochalish. And they had mom that was Nivla Bibsar, Valkane, and then they see what's going to come in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to plant and work the land. And you know, here they sat and learned all day, basically. Right? And everything was full service. Oh, you're going to have to work for a living. Right? You're going to have to, for food, you're going to have to. They looked at that as a Yerida. They looked at that as a Yerida. Because there we're going to have to be do seemingly these menial things. We're going to have to plant and make food, and in the midbar you had a matzah of simloscha, loybolsam alecha. Over there you're gonna have to. You didn't have to think. Okay, the good. So once you had to buy clothes, you could get designer clothes. You can move to Brooklyn, but they didn't have that in the midbar because everybody had their simloscha levoso malach. Okay, but mice, it's overall a bad thing. So they looked at it as it's a yerida. Why we don't want the yerida? That it was those eyes we're looking for. It's a place we really don't want to be because it's a big nefil. It's a big yerida. Says the Avnei Nezer, which is bad and poshut. You don't need Avnei Nezer. Avol be'em is etos. Why? Shem Kane, because if that would be true, that Klal Yisrael was meant that Eretz wants good for Klal Yisrael. If they're in such a great matzav now, why? So let's skip that whole part. So let them stay on this matzav. What did you need that they should go to get? If it's a Yerida, so why then Eretz to make them have to have a Yerida? Shem Kane, am I Nivra Ha'odom v'yeredes neshama mimokum gavaya shu yaisim malachim? If that's what he's saying, just stay on your high madrega. You were on the highest of madregas. You're chotzav tachas kisei Yaakov. So just stay there. So just stay there. Elo, deho ikar hu asiya. She is gala ho elokus af bedaimen v'tzemeach v'chayim v'daber. K'may sheyiyah lo sed lovoi. She's gale alekus al kol bosbosser, because what do you call it? The tachlis of the bria was that the person has the koyach, which a malach can't do, no one else can do. The mensch was given a koyach to go in a physical world and be mekadosh the world, show that the whole world is Ratzon Hashem. Even the top of the totem pole is medaber or klal yisrael medaber. Under that you have daimim tzemeach and chai. By being mekayim tayru mitzvahs and using all the things in the world, you're mekadosh. You elevate the matzav of the whole world and are mekadosh the daimim, which doesn't have the capacity to generate the kedusha. The tzemeach and the chai that don't have the capacity to generate the kedusha, you infuse. You are mala the whole world with kedusha. That's the avodah of a person. That's the koyach that you're given that you can do, and that's what you're given. That's the mission that you're given with going into Eretz Yisrael. Ikru asiyah she is galu alaykus af b'daimem b'tzemeach v'chayim medaber k'may sheyi losid lovoi. She is galu alaykus al kol boser. V'zeh gam kein b'eretz Yisrael. Shehu k'dei l'kayim es ha-mitzvah satluyus b'oretz. V'zeh ha-ikr. Ki al yedei ha-mitzvah satluyus b'oretz n'nucha l'kayim kol ha-mitzvahs ki ho-adoma niskatsha u-mevi ha-kedusha al kein. Okay, fine. So that's what he said. That's why they mistakenly thought that it's in terms of here, but Lemaisa, given what you have the koyach to do, it's vakert. It's because of your greatest koyach, and that's your tafkin. That's what you're here for, Be'etzim. And then he says something which is the beginning of what's going to be our answers. But we'll need more. We'll need more than that. And he says, Al kein hoya lahem hanechama miparshas nesochem. That's where the nechama from Parshas Nesachim lies. Why? What are the Nesachim? The Nesachim are from a Tzemeach and a Chai. Tzemeach. Yain and Tzemeach are from Tzemeach. Right? V'akorban, and the korban is Michai. Now what's the halacha? A Chai is a higher level, right? So the Chai becomes Kodesh as a korban, and you bring the Nesachim for that. So the chai is be'etzim on a higher level, but the halacha is the nesachim are ma'akev v'sakor. That without the nesachim, sha'ikar, that what do we say? Afal pi, that the chai is higher, mikol mokum bli nesachim ein karben merutze. Why? Machmas sha'ikar, ha'ikar hu, sh'tiyeh hispashtus elikus, af bedvarim gashmi. V'zeho yo ha'nechoma shalehem. Yikachu es ha'oretz, that they'll be able to be mekadesh the oretz. So what's Nesachim? Nesachim is something, it's not the top one, right? But it's where a higher Bria is able to, through the higher Bria, to bring Kedusha to lower Brias. You make the carbon, the animal is a carbon, that's a Chai. So you're giving the Chai the possibility of Kedusha. And that carbon needs Nesachim in there, so that along with the carbon, it's Mala also, in Kedusha, it envelops and brings into the Kedusha also the diamond of the Tzemach. The diamond and the tzemeach. That's the idea of. So that's what he says. So what do we learn from this Avnei Nezer? that their toes was because of their goyva hamadrega, that's where their toes came from, because they thought the toes that Eretz Yisrael would be a tremendous yirida for them. And Ramis, it's not true. And we also see that the Nesachim, he also mentions this idea that you see this being Mekadosh Nebriya in the Nesachim also, because the carbon is Mekadosh the Nesachim. The carbon needs the Nesachim also, because it's Malah the Nesachim also, their level of Kedusha. And that's the Nechama to Klal Yisrael. What kind of Nechama is that? That's a Nechama that, okay, the people who go into Eretz Yisrael will be a good thing. We're still back, but you're dying anyway. Right? So what's the Nechama in that? Sof kol sof, you're dying. That's not... We don't have an answer to that. So let's start. But before we that, there's another Zohar that also wouldn't make sense if not for this Avnei Nezer. There's a Zohar that says the Nesiim. What caused the Nesiim to not, you know, thing? The Nesiim saw that in Eretz Yisrael they're not going to be the Nesiim anymore, and they were upset. Right, so that's a different time. They were anoshim gedolim ad lema'oid. Right, they weren't chavri knesset. Right, they weren't knesset members who all they're concerned with is they should keep their seats or members of parliament. If that works for you, right? They weren't knesset members. You're talking about gedolim. Whatever Klal Yisrael needs, or Klal Yisrael needs. It turns out they weren't concerned with their covenant, and they weren't concerned that they're gonna lose their seats. You know, they're gonna lose their driver and their car. That's not what they're concerned with. They understood, why are we not gonna be the Manhigim? But we were picked to be Manhigim, so we're meant in this matzav of Klal Yisrael and the Midbar, we're meant to be the Manhigim. Right? What did they see? Must be in Eretz Yisrael, they're gonna sink to what they look at. It fortifies their hashkofa. Their hashkofa says it must be in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to become a physical, it won't be a ruchnizdik life. It'll be a life where it'll be a matzav, a lower matzav, where we're not the appropriate leaders for Klal Yisrael at that matzav. And that's what bothered them. Not that they're going to lose their jobs. That Eretz Yisrael is going to be this megushimdik place where you have to do all that. We were the rebbes of Klal Yisrael. Right? We were the rebels of the Nesiim of Klal Yisrael over here. That's not going to be tough. That's not going to be rough. You're going to need a different type of leadership there, right? You need a different type of leadership over there. You know, to do the planting and all that. You're going to then oversee the planting. You're going to need a different type of leadership. That's what I'm saying. But now let's understand this Moshe Seichem thing. Why was it? What's the taka called Moshe Seichem and not Eretz Kanaan? What does the Moshe Seichem tell us? That's number one. And we'll inch our way towards what the Nechama is. Moshe Seichem tells you, if it's Birusha, it's yours. It's not, it's dependent on what you're going to get. So it's yours nitzchi. It's yours forever. If it's yours, the fact that it's Birusha shows on the nitzchiyus of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael will be, L'netzach will always be Eretz Meshavam of Klal Yisrael. What it says in the Torah is Nitzchiyus. Right? What it says in the Torah is Nitzchiyus. If the Torah says that it's Yerusha, it says, I shtelled on that a little bit, Bermiza, when we looked at the Chazal. The Chazal says, and when he wanted to explain, what's Eretz Meshavam? He says, Chayechem, Nosati, Lavrom, Litzchiyu, Yaakov, V'kulam min ha-mikra. What did he add? Rabban Shem's talking. He said, Nosati, what's V'kulam min ha-mikra? Tzistako Baraisu, Bore Alma. Every posik is nitzchis. The whole world, the existence of everything is that posik. The Torah, every ice of the Torah is nitzchis. He said, in the Torah, I put it, in the nitzchis, it says that there's a nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. It's a Yerusha, it's an eternal Yerusha, it will remain an eternal Yerusha, it will always be there. Now, Klal Yisrael here thought they blew everything. What happened to Meraglim, first of all? And then they thought, okay, they felt so terrible, Ma'apil of Yalla, Kadima, let's go, and go into Eretz Yisrael now. Right? That didn't work out very well for them either, correct? Because they were told not to do that. So they thought, that's it, we lost all of Eretz Yisrael. We lost Eretz Yisrael, right? So the first thing is, before we get to... The first thing is, Eretz Meshvei Seich. You didn't lose Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says that there's a nitzchis of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael... If without the Yerusha part in the Torah, there's a matan of Eretz Yisrael, but that's something, it could be like a sarva einish type of thing. If you have your einish, then you'll lose it, right? Ultimately, it's Yerusha. Eretz Meshvei Seichem. That's the emphasis why Kan, why Dafka here, it uses the Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klaus. Nikuda. Snitchkis. That's the emphasis of Eretz Mishmasech. That's also the second part of the Chazal, which seemingly had nothing to do with us. And why is it called Kanan? Right? Call it anything else. Right? Call it Israel. Why don't you call it Kanan? So he says, because Kanan, when they... Kanan, when they, as soon as they heard it, Kanan got up and got out of there. So the Zeicher that the Eretz HaKadosh should be called Kanan. Why? Same idea. What does that show? There's no makom for anybody. When Klal Yisrael can be in Eretz Yisrael, there's no makom for anybody else in Eretz Yisrael. It's theirs. There's no makom for anybody else. The second they hear, oh, Klal Yisrael's coming, out of here. They left. Eretz Yisrael is Nitzri Klal Yisrael. It's also the same idea. That's what Moshe Seichem. That's this idea. That's why Kan, it says Moshe Seichem. And like we said, that's the Hezber of the Kanan part also. It's all coming to tell you that to put in the Torah that Eretz Yisrael is Nitzchi, the Makom of Klal Yisrael. Of Klal Yisrael. Now we have to take this Nitzchius of the Torah, like this Nitzchius of the Torah, to another step. To another step. This is idea we've talked about the whole time, this Klal Yisrael, there's this whole one of Klal Yisrael and everything, and that has no no constraints of time whatsoever. In other words, all the neshamas of all the zmanim and all the history and the people who lived before and after and then and hundreds and thousands and before, all of them are all comprised this one big unit. This one big unit that defies being mugder in setting apart this time from that time. That's all gone. You don't have that. You don't have that. So, what's the time? Well, there's no zman there. If a person through the divrei Torah, in other words, what do I want to get to now? What kind of nechama is it for Klal Yisrael? That's it. It's nitzchi. That's it. But what's that got to do with us? We're dead meat. We ain't going to be around to see any of it. Right? No chance, no how. 40 years gone. Before you go. So then, what's it for us? So he says, you're right. But Peil, it's not the same. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, wanted to go into Klal Yisrael to be able to do mitzvahs HaKluyos B'Haaretz, even though I'm sure he was dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Torah like more than anybody else. But al kol panim, the dveikus in Torah, when you're dovuk Yisrael v'ereisiv and kutshe b'richu chadu, the Torah is the Dvar Hashem. And if you're dovuk in Torah, that's something that defies time, and it's all part of one unit. Right? And when you have one unit, the fact that the arm can do something that the leg can't do, there's no problem because you're all one unit. That the leg can do something the arm can't do, the brain, the eyes can do something the ears can't do, so on. Right? Within this big thing of Klal Yisrael, if you're Dovuk and you become of this big thing of Klal Yisrael, Eina Chinami, you physically, there's no time anymore. Right? So you're part of this whole Bria, there's you, and there's other people, and all the neshamas, and you all are one goof, and the function of some of that goof is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. And to have that goof, as separate parts, you're missing something, right? As separate parts, you're missing the actual avoda, doing the ma'isa of the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs. But having the ma'ila of Klal Yisrael, that there's a klalius of Yisrael that will be a world where everything is misuka, and you are a part of that world, just like everybody else is a part of that world, because there's no time constraints in that. Right? That's the nechama. The Nechama to Klal Yisrael is, you physically are not going to be there, but Klal Yisrael has Eretz Yisrael, and that's Nitzchis. So if you learn those Divrei Torah, and through the Divrei Torah, that's also called Neshalim Parim Sfaseinu, if you don't have a carbon, that with the Diburim you do that, what does that mean? It's not stam some trick. It's if you're Isaac in the Divrei Torah, if you're Isaac in the Divrei Torah of something, so then you're Dovuk in that, so that even if you physically didn't bring it, you are Dovuk in that Torah now. That's timeless. So then you have it. There is a key of that in Klali's Knesset Yisrael. You are part of Klali's Knesset Yisrael. That's the Nechama. That's the Nechama. Learn these. That's what Divrei Torah means. More than Rabbi Shmuel said. The Divrei Torah, you become Dovuk in these Divrei Torah. So it's like you brought it. It's like you brought it. You're part of the Klal that has that. That's the Nechama. That's the Nechama. Because the Torah is Nitzchis. Because the Torah is Nitzchis. So that means, If you bring the parsha of Nesachim, what's the parsha of Nesachim? Let's go back to Rav Nezer, the Nechama of the parsha of Nesachim. The Nechama of the parsha of Nesachim, what is showing in the parsha of Nesachim? The idea that the Eretz Yisrael, the Milah, what you're doing is being Mekadesh, things, bringing things under, up to the level, being making the Olam Makom Kadesh. Right? That's the Nesachim. Right? That's the idea of the Nesachim, that the Daimim is the Tzemeach, I mean, the Tzemeach is Ma'akiv the Chai. Right? The Chai is on a higher level. Why? Because that's the Chai, part of what the Chai does, is it elevates the Daimim. So what if the Medaber does? It elevates the whole thing. That's your Tachlis. And you are Dovuk in that Parsha, that's Klal Yisrael. And as long as you become a part of that unit of Klal Yisrael, which has in itself different times, it's irrelevant time, has that in itself, so you're part of it. That's the Nechama. That's the Nechama of Klal Yisrael. And then there's one other Nekuda, and that was the Pius Gadol. That's the Pius Gadol that the Mishnah told Moshe Rabbeinu, these the Vater of that. That's the Pius for them. You will have the Kiyum of the Tachlis, you learned not that that's the point of the world, you will have that. You won't be Mekayim this, it's only Eretz Moshe Sechem. That's not the point, but as part of Klal Yisrael, you have them. But there's another Nechama in here. The wine for the Nesachim, if they were Nesachim in the Midbar, so the Medrash taught us, came from that Eshka. Machal Eshka. From the wine that came from there. What was going on then? Picture it. At that time is the time of the biggest tragedy of Klal Yisrael. Right? The tragedy made of Bechiel Adairus. The Bechiel Adairus, nowhere it's Yisrael. Two churbanos of a Beis HaMikdash, a golus from which we're still suffering. Right? All of that because of that. Right? So that's l'chayra a time. That's l'chayra a time when the Eibishter is like, you know, we want to chuck Klal Yisrael. It's not very pleased with Klal Yisrael. Right? In the middle of that, the Eibishter is sowing the seeds of Klal Yisrael being able to bring a carbon of Nesachim, which is brought to be Meratzah the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is a Ritzui, the function of the Nesachim. In the middle of the build, that which is causing the biggest Churban of Klal Yisrael, of all time, for all time, Kimat Til B'Yisrael Tzedek, in there is the seed, is that with which you'll be able to make the Ritzui of the Nesachim, you'll be able to take the Yain from the Nesachim. Unbelievable. What does that show us? That's a gilui on the whole hanhog of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is thinking for our benefit, what we should be able to do, even while the Meraglim are doing something from which it's going to be a Bechil Adairus, what does that show you? That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Mitaych Ahava. That's Megala, that even the Churban that he's making, even the Einish, the Einshim that are going to come, because you see in the middle of this thing, if he were just throwing away and he don't care and it's very, you're going to get just punished, so why is he giving you the Nesachim? It's a tremendous Nechama in those Nesachim. It's a Maila in those Nesachim. That's the Taich in the Medrash, and that's the Taich in the Yalkut. That Maila, that Zriya and Gilui of the kirva of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael, it's nisgala from the eshkoil of Anovi. Oy avoy shel Avram, eshkoil, oy avoy shel Avram hoya. The lama nikra eshkoil, he was oy avoy, right? It demonstrated for his ava to Avram, who was going to be the ava of Klal Yisrael, what did he give him? That eshkoil. He called him eshkoil, Hashem, that eshkoil. What's that eshkoil? That Eshkol is the Gilui of the Ava, of the unconditional Ava of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael and all Dairus. That's why Lama Nikrush my Eshkol. Says that's Ava. Even in a time when the Eibishter is punishing, it's also Ava. Can I say this last week? Talk about this? The thing? About Shnei Banim? No, I didn't talk about it. Kachnos Bincha Yechidcha Asher Ahavta. Says last week, no.
Yeah,
what? I did? How did I get onto that last week? Okay. Anyway, it's that idea. Even we take the thing in the middle, the Shirish, there's that Shirish of Ava. There's that Shirish of Ava, the thing. The aside of the whole thing, though, is what's Nesachim, and what's the Nechama, and what is the Matara in Klal Yisrael, is this aside from the Avnei Nezer. We are in this world to elevate the world in Kedusha. To elevate the world through Divrei Torah, through us being Kaddish, through your Kiyum of Mitzvahs, Torah and Mitzvahs, and Mekaddish the world. With everything you bring, Klal Yisrael brings a carbon. If it's a siyua for the Adam, so Sfarim say it brings the behema up to the Maila of Adam because it functioned, it served a purpose for the Adam. If you eat at kama that your achila is serves to give you the kayach to be Ivanis Hashem, and that's the point of the achila. So then it have kayach to be Ivanis Hashem. So you've elevated the achila into part of your avaida. So you've elevated the achila that it can also have, even though it's a daimem, but it can also or a tzaymeach and bechai, it can have the maila of a medaba, because you've elevated it; it's become part of you. We meant to elevate the whole world, that the whole world should become a makom of kedusha. Become a makom of kedusha. That's what the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael was. That's the tachlis of every yid is. And you have the koyach to do it, and the wherewithal to do it, because that's what the Eibishter put it here for. And under all matzavim, even in matzavim where it looks like, you know, it's over, in there you have the gilui that the Eibishter, of the love of the Rabbi Nishlam. In there you have the gilui of that eshkel anovim. You can take that eshkel in the gilui of avas, even in the time when they're doing something which is going to make a bechil adairus. Because anything that will come out of the bechil adairus and einish, that all comes from ava. So if you realize that, it makes, it's a perspective of how to look at things that happen in the world and to understand what your tachlis is in the world. Thank you.